Joining me today is Andrea Christopher here on The Morning Juice, and she is the Marketing and Communications Manager with Federated REA, and they have their applications open for a program that they do to send one area student to a free leadership conference in Washington, D.C. So Andrea is here to talk about that program today.
Federated, once again, is offering our Youth Tour Contest, which is a free trip awarded to a Jackson County or Martin County youth, and it's last year we only had six students apply, so I'm really hoping we can have more people apply for this because, honestly, it's more valuable than some of the scholarships that we offer. And what it is, it's held June 15th to the 20th, and Electric Cooperative sponsor this leadership trip. So what you do is you get to fly out with a Minnesota delegation. There's about 30 or 40 kids that do that, and then you spend nearly a week in Washington, D.C. So, of course, there's the sightseeing. There's visiting the monuments, there's the history there, the museums like the Smithsonian's Holocaust Museum, there's Arlington Cemeteries, just so many wonderful things to see and do in Washington, D.C., and of course meet with our legislators at the Capitol. So that's all packed in to this trip. And what the students need to do, you can be a high school freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior, and what there is just a very short application front and back to fill out, and then they have to write a 300-word essay on something energy-related. And it's nice and broad. Maybe you can tie it into another class, and it's more or less double-spaced, one page, and you have a little bit of your opinion in there. And then what we do is we have a committee of three, and they read through the applications and essays, score them, and then the top five finalists come in for interviews. And these applications and essays are due by January 16th. We need to get them done sooner this year so they can get the tickets booked for the airlines. And then we have the five finalists in for interviews on February 25th because we have to have the names by March 1st. And it's a wonderful trip. I have chaperoned it twice, and I've had one 4-H person tell me it was way better than a 4-H D.C. trip that they went on. So kudos to that, and it was better than the high school trip I took eons ago. So it's a wonderful opportunity. You do not need to be the son or daughter of a Federated member. If you go to one of the schools in our service area, you're eligible to apply. And that also includes the town of Windham because they're kind of on the edge. So any kids that go to that school would be eligible as well. But it's a great opportunity. More details can be found from your school counselors or from our website. Or if you want a hard copy, that's available too.
And you said you went to D.C. eons ago. I did as well, but it was a great trip and so informational, so educational. This just a great opportunity for area kids.
It is. It's once-in-a-lifetime kind of trip. And when my son went to college orientation day, he ran into a fellow youth tour student that went when he went. So small world. But, yeah, you can make some friends for a lifetime.
I was going to say, too, you know, unlike where I went to high school, it was with our classmates. This, you get to go with kids from around the area and get to kind of see different, you know, meet different people from around your area.
Yeah, the neat thing is there's electric co-ops in the rural areas of southern Minnesota, but also around the metro area. And so it's kind of fun to compare notes. Well, this is what my life is like. This is what your life is like. And, you know, you have a better appreciation for future people that you could be roommates with in college.
And, Andrea, how long have you guys been doing this?
We have been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it for the 33 years I've been here, and I know it started way before me as well. So it's something we've done for ages.
And I know you said you only had a few kids apply for it last year. What do you think holds them back from applying for this program?
Well, I know they're busy with their sports and everything, but, you know, it's well worth this 1 week to go do that. You know, and some are busy with jobs. It's well worth this 1 week to go do this. You'll never again have an opportunity to take a free trip to D.C., courtesy of your electric cooperative. So it's worth taking the time. So if you're a grandma or grandpa hearing this on the radio or a relative or a neighbor or the child's your babysitter, you know, mention it to them and give them that little push. Maybe they just need that little push to take that step.
Well, I always tell kids when they say job is their excuse, I'm like, you can work for the rest of your life, but you can only have
exactly.
So many opportunities when you can get them. Grab them when you can get them, right?
Exactly.
All right, Andrea. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you much.
Again, that was Andrea Christopher, the Marketing and Communications Manager with Federated REA. You can get more information about how to apply for this leadership trip to Washington, D.C. That will happen June 15th through the 20th. Application deadline is January 16th. For more information on this, go to Federated's website at federatedrea.coop or talk to any school counselor at any of the schools that are in the Federated REA area, plus Windham area school students are eligible for this as well. I'm Carrie Brawlsma, and this has been another edition of The Morning Juice on KKOJ.